AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's intensified attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Persian Gulf in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key natural gas field. At the White House, President Trump told reporters he talked with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about it.
It's coordinated, but on occasion he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
Sagar Magani reports the source tells AP the Pentagon's asking for an additional $200 billion for the war.
It's an extraordinary amount, and while Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is not confirming the figure,
it takes money to kill bad guys.
At the White House,
it's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
The president bills it as necessary, not just for the war, but to deal with a volatile world. Congressional approval is not a given, even with GOP majorities. Chuck Schumer and Democrats are a hard no.
$200 billion so Donald Trump can go to war with Iran is preposterous, unacceptable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
An immigration judge has denied the asylum claim of Liam Conejo Ramos's family. He's the 5-year-old in the bunny hat detained with his father during the crackdown in Minneapolis in January. And Ed Donahue reports the Trump administration's taken another step in dismantling the Education Department.
A portion of the department's student loan portfolio is being handed over to the Treasury Department. It involves borrowers who are in default, months behind on payments. Under an agreement, the Treasury Department will eventually take responsibility for all student loans. Administration officials say the Education Department is ill-equipped to handle such a big loan portfolio and blame the Biden administration for focusing on efforts to cancel student loans rather than help borrowers get back on track with payments. President Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. He has said the agency was overrun by liberal thinking. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Uncertainty facing members of Iran's national women's soccer team.
Shiva Amini, an exiled player now living in New York City, says she's been in touch with a number of the current members of the squad, including some who decided to return home rather than seek asylum in Australia.
In one hand, you are thinking about yourself, your future, you see freedom.
She said the regime put pressure on at least one of the players to return to Iran by threatening to harm her mother.
But in other hand, there is a lot of pressure on your shoulder because you feel guilty about your family, about what the regime does with them.
Amini was granted asylum in Switzerland in 2017 after the Iranian regime threatened to sanction her for being photographed in a European country playing a casual game of soccer with men while also not wearing the mandatory headscarf. I'm Haya Panjwani.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.